More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Former President Donald Trump has a blueprint for his transition back into the Oval Office if he wins the election come November. It's called Project 2025. So what is it? And what would it do? And what does it mean if Trump wins the presidency? So to answer these questions, we asked Dr. David Adler to come back on the program. He's a constitutional scholar. He's also the president of the Alturas Institute, and he is hosting another of his constitutional conversations on Thursday at the Yonke Center in Boise. Dr. Adler, really nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Nice to be with you as always.
So let's begin with this. What is Project 2025?
Well, fundamentally, it's the blueprint for Donald Trump's second term in office. Essentially, it would institutionalize Trumpism, and that's the stated goal in this roughly 900-page mandate for governance. And Gemma, it won't surprise people that, in fact, it emulates the governmental regime of Hungary's autocratic leader, Viktor Orban, and it embraces Orban's illiberal democracy. And it says that modern Hungary is the model for America, among other things that I think people would find very, very alarming, is that it would essentially dismantle or abolish a number of federal agencies, including Health and Human Services, the Department of Education. It would weaponize the Department of Justice so that any actions undertaken by the DOJ must align with the president's directives, thus destroying the independence of the Department of Justice, which has been the hallmark feature of American government for our 200 plus years. Among other things, it would dismantle the FBI and Homeland Security. And it would essentially remove the restraints on presidential control of the executive branch, which is the essential first step that authoritarian leaders take. That is to say, they remove checks and balances on their governing authority. And by removing these checks and balances, the authority is entirely centralized in the president. Loyalists are installed instead of the federal civil service. And indeed, one point here is that President Trump, a second term President Trump, would exercise an executive order, Schedule F, to reclassify roughly 50,000 civil service employees so that he could install loyalists. And so the whole idea here, Gemma, is to place under the control of the president the entire authority of the executive branch. And by the way, it would also call for placing under the direct control of the president the Federal Communications Commission, as well as the Federal Trade Commission. And this should be alarming to all of us who very much admire and embrace and are devoted to freedom of the press in this country. And it should alarm, frankly, corporate America, because even though there are many in the corporate world currently supporting Donald Trump, they might think that control over the FTC would be useful to them. But the reality is, as Orban has demonstrated in Hungary, once the president has control over the entire governmental apparatus for helping or harming businesses, he is the chooser. He decides who will win and who will lose. And so, as always, those who embrace authoritarians because they think the authoritarian leader is, quote, our guy, are wholly wrong. In an authoritarian regime, our guy doesn't exist. It's all about the authoritarian leader. And so that's a quick, very quick summation thumbnail sketch of this roughly 900-page blueprint for a second Trump term.
So everything you just said, Dr. Adler, though, with this Project 2025, Trump supporters are going to be fine with this, at least in theory. Because if you are a diehard Trump supporter, none of that matters, what you just stated. they do believe that this is the person that is the best for them, who's going to save America, so on and so forth. So, I mean, in some ways, you know, why have these conversations, Dr. Adler, right? Because you are not going to change anyone's mind who is following this presidential nominee blindly, just like you're not going to change anyone's mind who is, you know, fully on the left either.
Well, those are fascinating points, Gemma, and no doubt you're right about those very hardcore supporters that would follow Donald Trump to the ends of the earth. We should understand that they're essentially unreachable, that concerns about the destruction of democratic government and the installation of autocratic government would not concern them, that the destruction of democracy and the substitution of authoritarianism might not disturb them. But in their reasoning, they might want to think about the idea that if a president is allowed to, for example, weaponize the Department of Justice, which is what this blueprint calls for, so that the president can go after his enemies, the enemies list, if you will, would certainly grow and grow. And those who consider themselves safe today may not be safe tomorrow. And moreover, the weaponization of the military to suppress protests, which is what Donald Trump wanted to do in his first term in office. And Americans will recall that the Joint Chief of Staff, Milley, prohibited Trump from utilizing the military to suppress protests at Lafayette Square outside the White House. Trump actually wanted to use the military to shoot American protesters. So nobody knows today what the actions of an authoritarian leader might be tomorrow and whether they would be currying the favor of that leader or if they'd be on the wrong side of that authoritarian regime and thus be inviting their own demise. So what we would say, and I appreciate your good question here, is that we're really talking about the abolition of American democracy in favor of a blueprint for government that the founding fathers, for example, would not recognize, or any of America's greatest presidents, from Washington, Jefferson to Lincoln, even Ronald Reagan would not recognize. This is a wholly different form of government. One, for example, that the blueprint itself says reflects the McCarthyism of the early 1950s. It argues that communists have come to control American government at all levels. And so there's much in here that is to be concerned. And I think when you ask the right question, why hold constitutional conversations, which I'll be doing again at 4 o'clock on Thursday in the Yankee Center, it's all about, because the whole idea of a constitutional democracy is to provide information to the people that they can digest and understand how it affects their lives. Mm-hmm. And if we, for just one moment, realize that everything that we have in our democratic society, the rights, the freedoms, the liberties that we enjoy, from free speech and freedom of religion and freedom of conscience to equal protection and due process of the law, among others, are all attributable to the preservation of this constitutional democracy, which the World War II generation fought for and gave their lives to defeat the Axis powers, to defeat the very brand of authoritarianism, Gemma, that is alive and stimulating Project 2025. And so those who would follow Trump, to bring this point to a close, those who would follow Trump, the loyalists that you rightly point out, ought to ask themselves if their parents, their grandparents, really would be happy with the fact that they, in their support of this authoritarian blueprint, would be sacrificing all that they gave their lives for in battling the Axis powers in World War II.
One more quick question for you, because I only have about a minute or so left with you, Dr. Adler. If Trump wins in November, would all of these plans actually go into effect? Because as it stands right now, the president doesn't have all of the authority that I think a lot of people assume that the office of the presidency holds, because we do have three parts of government.
Well, you're exactly right. Very, very true what you say. The reality is that Blueprint 2025 would go into effect because A, Trump would dissolve the civil service by invoking an executive order, Schedule F, that provides a big layer of protection for us in the area of our constitutional democracy. Secondly, he would surround himself with loyalists and the very kinds of professionals who inhabited the executive branch in the first Trump presidency that served to protect our democracy would not be hired a second time around. Third, the loyalists would now be placed in the positions of the high authority in the military, and Trump would invoke the Insurrection Act to allow the military to suppress protests among Americans seeking to defend democracy, seeking to defend the Bill of Rights, free speech, and the like across the country. So you're right. The Constitution, of course, does not vest the president with authoritarian power, but an authoritarian figure inheriting the office with authoritarian plans could undercut that very quickly by surrounding himself with loyalists. And indeed, depending on who's in Congress, Congress may not check and balance the president. Certainly the House of Representatives, as it is constituted today, would not provide anything of a check on the president. And then depending on how it's structured, nominees to the federal judiciary might do Trump's bidding. We've seen many federal judges today who are in fact carrying out Trump's bidding. And by the way, one last point, which would be alarming to men and certainly women across the country, in this blueprint, Gemma, under the Department of Health and Human Services, that department would be tasked with outlawing mifepristone, exactly what women rely on today, particularly in light of the court's outrageous decision to overturn Roe versus Wade in the Dobbs case. Imagine if, in fact, the next president is able to eliminate resort to mifepristone. What happens to women's rights to control their reproductive freedom?
Well, Dr. Adler, as always, so appreciate your time with us. We've been talking with Dr. David Adler, president of the Alturas Institute, about his upcoming talk titled Project 2025 and What You Lose If You Lose Democracy. This will be held Thursday afternoon at the Yonkey Center in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.